This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
This is Mad Wednesday on Joy. You've got Dean, you've got Dylan and Venus. We've got a very special guest ready to be shook. I'm shook. Are you shook, Dean?
I'm completely shook, and I know why you're shook. It's because we are joined now by
Shangela Laquifa Wadley.
Yes. Hallelujah, I'm back, gentlemen.
Yes, you are, because you are coming all the way back down under. You're coming back to Australia, and you're bringing your show. Shangela is shook.
Honey, first of all, Australia, one of my favorite places in the world. I got my life every time that I've come down there. I continue to get my life, and now I'm bringing my full performance and comedy cabaret down there, the 75-minute Shangela is shook experience. And, baby, because of the title, you know it's a very appropriate title. Hallelujah.
In the dark, are they saving on freight costs by just sending you over in a box? Because you're used to traveling via box and arriving via box.
Well, yes, but, you know, my wigs are quite heavy, so they have to put them in a separate box. I come in multiple boxes, honey.
Absolutely. You know what I love when I watch you perform when you have been here in Australia is the energy that you bring is absolutely amazing. Like, you perform, you do a 10-minute performance set, and you feel like you've just watched someone running a marathon. How are you going to bring that for 75 minutes?
Well, you know, I'm just a high-energy diva. That's who I am. And so it doesn't feel like I am pushing and having to, you know, like, oh my God, is the time up yet? I'm going to pass out. No, because I have so much fun. You know how when you go out dancing and you're like, was I really out for 2 hours going in? Mm. Yes, you were, because you were having fun. And that's what I'm doing at my show. I'm having so much fun with my audience, and I can't wait for them all to experience it with me. We have a good time. And look, if Beyonce can do 2-hour concert, I know I can give 75. If I'm out dancing just on and off, not having a good time, it's not even up to me how long I stay. It's up to the DJ. If the music is right, honey, I'm not leaving a dance floor. I'm be like, oh, yes, that's my song. Ooh, that's my other song. Ooh, hallelujah. Yes, that's me.
You have such a brilliant drag career, and you've been able to jump so, I mean, thanks to RuPaul's Drag Race, you'd be able to leap onto the international stage and keep it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Did you ever think you'd be doing your own 75-minute show, not just around America, but then around the world?
Well, let's be honest. Even as a child, I was doing 75-minute shows in my cafeteria lunchroom. I was a born entertainer. But, you know, I'm so thankful for RuPaul's Drag Race. And, you know, I'm an OG. I've been around since season 2 mm-hmm. and 3. And to be able to travel the world and have fans, you know, accept me with such open arms and come out to my shows, I feel so grateful for them. And I'm so thankful. So I always want to give my best, because I'm like, you know, people are spending their money and they're spending their time to come and have an experience with you. So I want to give them everything that I can.
Can we talk about the elephant in the room? There's people when I mentioned Shangela.
Is Darian here?
I was going to say Eureka, but that's all good. let's talk about a robbery that many people think happened earlier this year. I was watching the All Stars finale with a bunch of Shangela fanatics, and I had already watched the finale. So I was just seeing their faces just go, oh yeah, she's going to do it. And then it didn't happen, and you were so disappointed. How did it feel to be so close but so far from being an All-Star?
Well, Shangela was already, you know, an All-Star.
Well, an All-Star winner.
I'm like, Dylan, what are you saying?
In the Hall of Fame.
Really, here's the deal. When I came in the door for All-Stars, you know, have to understand that RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is a different experience than RuPaul's Drag Race, the regular types of seasons, because it's not only based on your performance, but it is also based on alliances, friendship, you know, how all of that works. So I knew to make the most of every moment, because you never know which one's going to be your last.
Yeah.
And looking back on the season of All Stars 3, honey, I made the most of every single moment. They said, Miss Shangela, you're on the runway. Good, good. Blow up my ball. I'm walking in a plastic ball. I'm coming out of corn. I'm going to be pregnant Beyonce. You know, I was going to do everything that I wanted to do, and I always envisioned myself being able to do as a full, well-rounded drag queen. When I was on season 2, I'd only been doing drag for 5 months. Season 3, only a year. And even though I did feel like I was a strong competitor then, you know, there's certain things you learn about yourself over time. You grow, you evolve, you watch, you get better, hopefully. So, you know, that's what I wanted to showcase to my fans. If you never give up, you put in your work, bitch, you can come back and be fabulous. And so when I walked in, I already felt like a winner because I said, I did it. I'm back. I've shown that I've grown up. Now, let's all this extra is bonus. Let's go get this crown. And, you know, I will forever remain the Daenerys Stormborn of drag, okay? Hallelujah.
Can I make an admission, Shangela? And don't hate me because of this.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
I have never seen Game of Thrones. So every time you were referencing them, I was like, what is this lovely lady talking about?
I have to apologize to a lot of the fans who had not seen it because I had just binge-watched all right before
we were wondering.
We went to go. Oh, honey, it was all fresh on my mind. So I was like, oh, this bitch is Jon Snow. This is Cersei Lannister. Okay, they're trying to come for my crown. Oh, I need the Iron Throne. I was the mother of dragons, honey. I was living it in my head. I lived it, really did.
I was worried I would have to binge watch the entire season before interviewing you just to do my research. I will. That is my goal.
You should
be goals.
Watching it. You should.
That is my goals before you arrive in Australia. I have time. November
and December. Until December, yes.
Now, you are a professional. You have appeared in some shows, in some stories, not just Drag Race, but Glee, Two Broke Girls, Bones, The X-Files.
In and out of drag?
What's it like to remain a professional and just be you, being able to have that opportunity?
Well, you know, when I first moved to LA from a small town in Texas, which is where I grew up, I wanted to be an entertainer. I wanted to be an actor. And, you know, in acting, you get a lot. Sometimes you get auditions, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you think you nailed it, and sometimes you never get the job. So that's still, you know, no matter if you've been on RuPaul's Drag Race or not, working as an actor, you still audition, and you still go up for things that you may or may not get, but you have to work on your craft. So I've been really thankful so grateful to have the roles that I've had in and out of drag, you know, on Two Broke Girls and Glee and Community and Bones. I'd be down at Ailey with my purse on the X-Files, you know, things like that. I've been really thankful for those opportunities. But it's all about continuing to push yourself. You know, as much as I continue to work in drag, I also have to work on myself outside of drag because a lot of these auditions, you're going in for different characters or you don't want to be just one note. You want to be a well-rounded actor. So the biggest challenge always is time. Am I going to have time with my touring to audition? If I audition and get the role, am I going to have time to actually be here to shoot the project? You know, it's a challenge with time and scheduling. But I figured out a way to kind of make it work. I'm really excited. You know, this year we have the Hurricane Bianca sequel coming out.
I'm so excited for that.
Me too. And I got a role. You know, I landed this role that we shot last year in a new film with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper called A Star is Born. And that comes out in October. Yeah, so I'm like thrilled about this year.
Come on, remake.
You've got so much going on. It's huge. And you're back down under with Shangela Is Shook, which we're very, very excited for. So what can people expect from your show besides everything and Shangela even bigger and huger?
Well, they should always expect the unexpected, first of all. You know, I'm Shangela, honey. I'm a queen full of surprises, so get ready for a good time. In addition to that, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's performance, so you know I'm setting the stage on fire. I'm coming down with dancers, which is going to give you a full-on experience, as well as, you know, there's some visual elements. There's a lot of comedy. There is some behind-the-scenes stories of All-Stars 3 that you haven't heard nor seen, which I will probably not tell the producers I'm going to tell. Y'all don't tell them. It's going to be so good. So I can't wait to, you know, be there and experience it and give it to the audiences of Australia.
It's so fantastic. And you know what we've also heard as well? You're going to be hosting Eurovision on Logo.
Yes! Oh, my gosh. Ross and I we've worked together before. We have such a fun friendship. And now we get to co-host this Eurovision, the competition together and watching it. And I'm thrilled. I'm actually doing my research right now.
I was about to say, how prepared are you for Eurovision?
Oh, sisters. Now, one thing Shangela's going to be is prepared. You saw All-Stars 3, okay? As long as no eliminated queens come back into Eurovision, I'm going to be good.
Eurovision is so much fun. You've got wind machines. You've got crazy songs. You've got amazing performances. Ross is hardly going to be able to get a word in.
Well, and I performed in Tel Aviv just earlier this month in April. And they were thrilled about their contestant this year and the song that she had. So I'm like, let me get up on all these songs. And, you know, I met Conchita before. She was a complete doll, very nice. And, you know, she came from that that show, that franchise. So I'm excited. I'm excited to talk all about it, honey. Dish.
Well, we can't wait as well for you to get here and get down. I mean, I know it's not till the end of the year, so we're just grateful that we were able to get you to speak to us even today, because you're not going to be here till the end of the year. But tickets are already on sale for people to go and see Shangela Is Shook, brought to Australia thanks to In The Dark. And you're going to be in Adelaide on Friday, the 30th of November at Mary's Poppins, Brisbane on the 1st of December at the Plaza Auditorium, Melbourne on
Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Melbourne on the 6th of December at the Goldfields Theatre. I love that we're seeing Dragon Theatre. It makes me so excited. Perth at Heath Ledger Theatre. That's on Friday, the 7th of December. Sydney, 8th of December at the York Theatre in Seymour Centre. And Canberra on the 10th of December. I love it. You're going to be here for a couple of weeks.
You will be bloody busy.
Yeah!
And can I ask you a question?
I'm going to be bloody fabulous down there. I can't wait.
Can I ask you a question? We don't want to miss you as an Uptown Fish, and I don't want to try and say that you have a sugar daddy or that you need a sugar daddy. But now that you are so successful...
Let me tell you something. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up, sweetheart. Now, let's get it together before you want to read, okay? I don't have a sugar daddy. I never had a sugar daddy. If I want a sugar daddy, yes, I'd probably go out and get one, because I am what?
Sickening.
You could never have a sugar daddy, because you are not that kind of girl. If everything I have, I work for, I build myself from the ground up, you bitch.
I'll throw my drink at Dylan right now.
But can I ask you a question? Now that you are successful...
Throw it.
Now that you are successful, could you be a sugar daddy? Are the roles reversed now with all that success?
I might have to be like Beyonce. I'd be the sugar mama, okay? Oh.
Well, then I think we're all about to get diabetes.
Yes, yes, honey, go.
Now,
yes,
I have
a rush.
I have a request. Our Dean is turning 21 and a few
again.
More.
Again.
Back again.
Can we ask you to say happy birthday to the beautiful Dean Arcuri?
Oh, let me give it for Dean right now. Baby, I'm going to give you this. Since David said I wasn't a singer, let me give it to you like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my boo. Happy birthday, dear Dean. You better work it like a real professional. Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah.
Oh, Shangela, thank you so much for talking with us.
I love you, boys. I got to run. I love you so much.
See you later. Everyone, get your tickets to see Shangela Is Shook all over Australia at itdevents.com. She literally had to go.
She just hung up. That's all good.
You're on Mad Wednesday.
On Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.